Joining me today is Raylene, the president of City Women North Queensland and the organizer behind their annual High Tea fundraiser. Abby here with you. It's an afternoon dedicated to connection, community, and supporting women in need right here in our region. Raylene's here to share all of the details. Raylene, how are you this afternoon?
Hi, Abby. Doing well.
It's so good to have you back on the show. We've chatted a couple times over the years to just talk about what City Women North Queensland does and some of the amazing events that you hold. So I'm excited to be able to chat about this new event that's going to be happening soon.
Thank you. Really pleased to be able to talk about it. So we're having a City Women NQ High Tea fundraiser and information session on Saturday the 16th of August at 2:30. So it's going to be held at Mount Louisa Community Church, and we are hoping women of all ages will be able to attend, because we have some great speakers who are doing great work in the community for women and girls.
Can you give us a heart behind that annual fundraiser?
Yeah, certainly. Well, we do do care packs for homeless women and children, and we really need to make sure we keep having funds so we can provide that. So that is one of the programs that we're raising money for. Mm. So all money raised at this event is going to support programs that will help women and their families in our community. So we also do programs for workshops. Like, we recently ran a building resilience skills workshop, which is open to all the community. We just really want to help build life skills. We've got a mission to try and help in so many ways. And we also support other organisations that that help the needy in our community. So that's sort of part of the reason we really like to have an information session each year. And we thought that a high tea would be a fun way. We've got the fine china, we've got delicacies, and so it should be a great way to have a really nice time and connect with others.
Oh, that's so good. And like you said, you do have a couple of guests that are coming on the day to perform or to speak. Can you just give us a little bit of an inside scoop of who they are and what it is that we get to see or hear from them?
So we've got Althea Projects, and they do quite a number of programs in the community, and including running a community center for homeless. And we've and as part of that, they also do foster care, and so I'm actually a respite and emergency foster carer through them. And when I heard of all the other activities that they do, I just really wanted our supporters to be able to hear what they do. Yeah. We've got the Townsville Pregnancy and Parenting Support Group coming. They've launched this year, and they help through crisis pregnancy, including being able to donate goods for those going through pregnancy and for the first year of baby's life, so as well as counselling support. So we're sort of keen to sort of see how they're going and how we can support them.
Yeah.
And we've got Beck Honey and Lemon House, who is also a recently started organisation, and they're helping in that space as well, but it's complementary. And we've got Joy, who's an amazing singer, and she's recently released Superwoman single, and so she's going to be performing for us, as well as letting us know about her Superwoman project, and I'll be sharing on some of City Women's vision as well.
It sounds like it's going to be an amazing event, hearing from a lot of really different amazing women. Why is the fundraiser so important for women, even here in our region, to just be there and to hear from some of you guys?
Well, when I first had this vision to help others, I was just inspired by other people and what they were doing. So I really hope that people can come along and catch hold of the vision and see how you can make a difference just by coming along. You don't even need to sign up for anything apart from coming, because your funds will go directly to helping programs. So however, if you do hear of anything that you're interested in, then we can easily help you find out more. But it's always been a way of trying to connect those that just want to hear about what's happening to actually be able to come to an event and hear about it.
And what impact do donations and event like this make in the lives of women connected to City Women North Queensland?
All of our workshops we try and keep as low cost, and so that will mean that we can keep holding them and being able to support women with their life skills, as I mentioned. But also we do like to, if somebody reaches out to us for a need, to be able to help out. And so we have been contacted in the past by people who are really struggling and need help with donations of practical needs. Mm. And so we've been able to meet that need as well. So it's just been very varied, but we really want to keep supporting the homeless with their care packs as well.
Yeah. How can people be involved in the event, whether attending, donating, maybe even volunteering? What is it that you guys need and how can we be involved?
If you want to volunteer at the event, you're very welcome to. With the committee, we'll step in, but we'd really love a bit more support as it grows. But at the same time, if you can just come and enjoy the event. If you can't make it but you would like to donate, you can see our City Women NQ. We've got a website and that has details.
Mm. So the website there, citywomennq.org.au, will also have this event up on our community calendar with more information and a chance to register. Thanks so much, Raylene, for chatting. We can't wait for the event.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.